Kedushin chapter 4, Mishnah 6. Bas chalal zachar pesula min hakunah le'olam. The daughter of a male chalal is forbidden to the priest. So what this is talking about is we've said before that if a kohen marries someone that he's forbidden to marry, a divorcee, obvious case, then the kohen loses his kind of right to serve. He can no longer serve in the temple. And any offspring that they have loses the kohuna. So what this mission is going into is that not only do they lose their status as being a kohen, but they're also forbidden from marrying back into a kohen. And the first clause of the mission, according to the first opinion, is that they are forbidden forever, right? So what that means is that, so we'll see now, Bas Chalal Zachar, it's the daughter of a male chalal, meaning that a woman who's forbidden to marry into the kohuna married, they had a child who's a male. Okay, that male's not allowed to marry into the kohuna. If he has a daughter, the daughter's also forbidden from marrying into the kohuna because the blemish, let's call it, passes down, and it passes down forever. We'll see there's one case where it's written out, but it actually passes down forever. So the children are always forbidden from marrying back into the kohuna. But this case, they can marry back, and that's Yisrael Shinas Chalala Bito Kishara Lekona. If an Israelite weds a Chalala, Chalala is the female version of this, then the daughter is permitted to marry into a priest. So what's the case? You've got Kohen marries a woman he's forbidden to. They have a daughter. That daughter is forbidden from marrying into the Kohen. She marries an Israelite. Their daughter, if they have a daughter, will be allowed to marry back into the kohuna. So that's one way in which the blemish kind of is able to, you know, to be undone. Chalal shenasa bas Yisrael bito psula lekohuna. But a chalal who weds the daughter of an Israelite, his daughter is forbidden to marry the priest. So it only goes by the daughter. So let's take this case over here slowly. So a chalal weds the daughter of an Israelite. A woman who's forbidden to the kohuna marries a kohen. They have a male offspring, right? He marries the daughter of an Israelite. Their offspring, forbidden from marrying into the kohuna. Doesn't work, right? So it's only if the offspring is a daughter and the daughter marries an Israelite, their offspring can marry back into the kohuna. That's the only way that it can be cleaned. And then finishes off the missionary, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Basker Zachar, Kabas Chalal Zachar. The daughter of a male convert is like the daughter of a male chalal. So he's changing topics slightly over here, but he holds that the daughter of a male convert, so if a male convert, right, he gets married, their daughter is forbidden from marrying also, from marrying into the kohuna. But we're going to see in the next missionary that there are other opinions that don't agree with Rabbi Yehuda.